Wednesday with Tokyo on Hate FM.
To the hotline we go. Do we have you, Dub?
It is the most favoritest time of the week for so many out there. Good morning.
Favoritest, huh?
Well, at least that's what my sources have told me.
Okay.
That's right. Good morning, Texas. It's a Wednesday with Dubby. I mean, just like that just like that guy says. He knows it. He loves
this
it.
Guy? And Dubby. I love it when he comes on. I'm like, how do you guys do that?
I like hearing that guy right there.
He's a big fan.
I mean, unless you really like buckets or... or, you know, that one lady that likes not necessarily whatever the news.
Not necessarily the news.
That's it. She's the only one, by the way. To each his own.
Okay.
Either way, happy to be number one in your hearts to Wednesday with W. And on your radios and other such listening devices. Of course, it sounds sounds like it's a party of one this morning again. It's,
it is.
Heather Lee was back.
Yeah.
And now she's gone again. Is that right?
That is right. She's back
but
tomorrow.
Back tomorrow.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Heather Lee back tomorrow.
So obviously she's avoiding me.
I don't think that's
which is weird because it's usually the other way around.
Hey,
I'm just kidding. Oh, I'm just kidding. So for the second straight week, you and I are having a hard time on this show trying to have a quorum.
Quorum.
I've been looking for excuses to use that word again. Quorum.
Yeah, quorum.
There's not many.
It's fun.
But though it does, you see, it looks like those Texas Democrats are going to come back home.
Yes, I did see
and that.
Well,
Governor Abbott says, he says they're just going to keep having these special sessions again and again and again until everybody comes back. So
right.
He's just going. But isn't every legislative session special?
It really is. Isn't it lovely?
Wonderful, isn't it?
It is.
Well, you're by yourself. At least you had Chuck Morgan. I heard Chuck Morgan on the show. You know, I know him.
Oh, man, yeah.
That's Texas Rangers royalty there, son.
Amen. That's, pure greatness. Yeah.
Should have kept him in studio to be your co-host.
Good idea.
In fact, if upper management's listening.
Yeah.
And Chuck, you're available from 6 to 10. Maybe we could just...
Well, we're not... No, we're not going to replace...
I wasn't talking her.
Actually, if they could...
They ought to have... I tell you what they should do.
They should do it.
Chuck announced that UFC that's coming to next year at the White House. You see that?
Uh-huh.
The UFC...
Right there.
On the 4th of July next year, it's going to have a fight... On the White House lawn.
Yeah, on the 4th of July.
what a way to celebrate America's 250th birthday, huh? Have mostly naked, sweaty men beat the MAGA out of each other right there at the White House.
It's the American way right there.
And maybe this is how we can finally settle the whole Donald versus Elon rivalry.
There you go.
It's right up your alley. I mean, they should do a WWE pay-per-view from the White House.
I'd be in.
Gridlock and headlocks.
There you go. It writes itself. Yeah.
Had John Cena take on J.D. Vance.
Okay.
The Undertaker could take on Pelosi, which would be hard to tell who's who right there.
Okay.
I'd subscribe to Peacock to see that.
Yeah, I definitely want to watch that. Yeah.
Well, at least they'll already have the National Guard on hand after taking over D.C. with the military.
See,
there you go. It all works out in the end. See?
Yeah.
See, it's all part of the plan.
There you go. They knew what they were doing.
Well, I tell you, not like starting a brand new school year while you're literally rewriting the history books as we speak. By the way, happy back to school to all the kiddos out there in Texas.
Yes, sir.
Who can't have their phones with them no more.
Nope.
That's a big thing.
Yeah.
Now kids are going to have to, they're going to have to be like we were in school, you know?
Yeah, old school.
Just rely on what's in your noggin.
Okay.
Or whoever's sitting next to you that you can still see pretty well a copy off of.
Exactly. That's
how we did it.
Yeah.
And look at us. We're better for it.
Amen.
I could say that because kids can't hear me right now.
No.
But you can, and we did, and we have W'd now.
Thank you, sir.
Till next week, where I guess she'll be back, maybe.
Yes, Heather Lee will be back.
All right. Well,
yeah.
Good, because I feel like I'm talking to myself when it's just you and me.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, think about that one for a little bit.
Yeah, it's, I know.
Till next week.
Till next week.
That's a Wednesday with W.
Thank you.
Classes in session.
Yeah.
God bless Texas.
Amen.
W out.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.